The Grand Marais Public Library recently received a gift of 16 cloth bags handmade by the local Fiber Arts Guild for use by patrons in carrying their books home. Here to tell us all about it is Joe Wood, a guild member and well-known bead artist. Welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on the Roadhouse today. Well, how did you come up with the idea for this project? Give us the background.
Well, the background is I was at the library one day and got some books. I was with my granddaughter and we got a pile of books and they offered me a bag if I needed it to carry them. Well, I always carry a cloth book bag with me. I have a designated library book bag but I saw the plastic bags and I remembered I had just talked to somebody else about cloth bags. She had just made some really nice ones and I just kind of put things together in my head and I said, you know, how would you like some cloth bags to give people? And they seemed kind of positive about that. And so I said, I'm going to ask the guild members, my guild members, if they would be interested in making bags and I'll get back to you, you know? So I did. I put out an email and I was just delightfully surprised that I got 20 or 30 emails in 2 days and people had really positive response. So I talked to Sarah at North House and set up a date to start making bags, and we did it.
That's terrific. Tell us a little bit about the Fiber Arts Guild and what your members do.
Our guild is probably 60 or more people and of all kinds of fiber arts, and we have, because it's such a big group, we have little interest groups that do different things. They meet at different times and do different things, and from paperwork to hardanger, and we have a felting group. So there are several groups that meet, and the whole group meets just from like September till May. And we get together and share what we've been doing and talk about business stuff. We do the Christmas sale every year, and I've been a member for 20 plus years on and off, and I've always enjoyed the group.
Yeah.
And it's great to see the lovely things that people are making.
I'm sure it is, and I know that sale is always popular. I've stood in line for it myself many times. Well, why cloth bags, Joe? What do you hope to accomplish by providing the library with these? I assume that people are supposed to bring them back?
My thought was trying to reduce the use of plastic in our community. It's just something that I personally try and do. So much of the plastic ends up in the garbage or just in the environment. You've probably heard about plastic in the oceans. Well, now they're studying the plastic in Lake Superior is getting to be horrendous. And I thought, well, any little steps in a positive direction with reducing those use of plastic and plastic bags in particular would be good. So that's why I said cloth bags. And I hope to kind of do a little awareness raising with people. Kind of a little educational thing. We're adding a little half sheet into each bag about plastic in the environment. And I'm not the bag police, so if people are given a bag by the library, my hope is that they would continue to use it as their own personal library bag. If they want to return it to the library, that's fine too. I guess we're giving them to the library, so it's up to them if they want to make some rules about them, but it's just a gift to the community, and I think everybody will appreciate it. They're nice looking bags.
Yeah, I bet they are. It's a wonderful idea. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Joe Wood. She's a member of the Fiber Arts Guild here in Cook County and a well-known bead artist. They've just made cloth bags, handmade cloth bags, and donated them to the public library for use in an effort to reduce plastics. So, Joe, how was North House involved? I understand that you did that on site, or?
Yeah, we did I called Sarah at North House. North House has opened some space for guild members, like when they don't have a room filled that they're not using, you know, someplace that they're not using. They will let us hold meetings there. There's a spinning group that met there for a while. So they do have, you know, sometimes they're not using a building, and they're happy to let some community group in the use that space for an hour or 5 hours or whatever they need. So anyhow, I called and asked Sarah when there would be an opening, and she told me, and so that's how North House got involved. And I was just thrilled to have the space, because it takes a lot of room to set up a bunch of sewing machines and ironing boards and cutting boards and stuff. So it was greatly appreciated, and we will be meeting there again. I have another date set coming up in August the 14th, and we'll meet again and make some more bags.
That sounds great. How many people were involved in the first effort?
I think there are 14 or 16 people there doing all the different jobs, from sewing to cutting to, you know, ironing, sewing on labels and stuff. So, we kind of switched some jobs through the day, and it worked out great. And we are left with many bags cut out, parts for bags cut out, so we have a great start on the next bag day. Bag B.
I understand the library's pretty happy about the whole thing, so that's great that you're making some more.
Yeah, I think the bags were delivered on Wednesday. I couldn't be there because I was taking care of my granddaughter that day. So, good.
Yeah, good project. And I think that this is kind of a trend around. I don't know. I also saw something similar happening in the Linden Hills area of Minneapolis. There was like a little free library set up, except it was full of cloth bags, and there was a little sign saying, take a cloth bag to shop and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, I think nationally, and maybe even internationally, there are groups getting together that are, you know, really interested in hoping to curtail some of this use of plastic, and have been making bags for various purposes to give people or to sell or whatever, just to get it out there. And I know in Europe they don't have bags at the grocery store. My sister lived there for a while, and the first time when they first got there, she took her family to the grocery store and to pick up groceries, and there were no bags there, and they all had to juggle gallons of milk and whatever on the way home. So
I guess you learn pretty quick then if you have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And I'm wondering if people are interested in learning more about the Fiber Arts Guild, or if they're interested in helping with the bags, who should they contact?
I suppose they could contact me, but we're meeting Tuesday, August 14th in the Blue Building at North House from 1 to 5 if they want to stop by. We do have a Fiber Guild booth at the market, Saturday market, in the Senior Center parking lot. Not this Saturday, though, because of Fisherman's, but there are always guild members there. We have a booth there, and different guild members use that booth every Saturday. And there's a Facebook page too. So one of those ways you can get in touch with somebody from the guild, and they will probably get back to you. Find a guild member somewhere.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again for telling us about this project. It sounds really great, and good luck with the next phase.
Thank you.